Hello? Oh, yeah, man.
Where?
He's gone. How could this be? No, man. No. I take a right step, I take a left. Inhale, exhale, struggle with every breath. Is this some kind of test? Where in this world am I supposed to go? What in this world am I supposed to show? Why am I trying to fight for something that I don't even know? Why am I fighting to live if we're just living to fight? What am I trying to see if there ain't nothing in sight? Why am I trying to give when no one gives me a try? Why am I dying to live if we're just living to die? Big chunk of my life, guys. Big chunk of my life. I thought that way. I thought every single day, I was like, you know what? I gotta make some money today, you know? I thought money was what made this world go round. And sure enough, for those of you guys who don't know me, seriously, there's a big change in myself, and I see it. Big change in myself, and I really see it. I was born in Top Notch, Washington, raised in Yakima all my life. I've been around some things that I regret. Drugs, gangs, you guys name it. I come from that background. You know, and to be honest, I do thank God for that experience. And I got to see my cousin, who I haven't seen in 5 years, and he told me, hey, what are you doing, man? How are you? I said, I'm fine, you know, I'm making money, you know, I was pretty much selling drugs out in the streets. And he looked at me, he goes, well, he goes, Do you really want to be happy? I told him, yeah. Come over to church. Just tell me what you think about it. I went, and oh man. To be honest, the main reason why I went is because to go see family. I never had family growing up. Pops was always, my dad was always workaholic. My mom's, she was always working too. I come home at night. My mom would have dinner on the table. I look around, my dad's not home. I said, all right. A couple years later, find out Cam Iverden. Thank God for Cam Iverden. So I got saw God working there a lot, especially through a lot of youth. And I was just like, yo, who am I really? Who am I really? The first time I ever saw love was through my mom's tears. It took my mom's tears to realize that I should change. First night I actually prayed to God, and I said, God, I'm lost. I don't know if you're out there. I don't know who you are, but I'm willing to give it up to you. Have faith in you. Faith is believing in something you cannot see. That's what it is. Well, I come back. My cousin Miguel asked me, he goes, hey, man, let's go to UCA. I was like, UCA? What's UCA? But sure enough, man, I can't imagine a bunch of people were talking about, yo, UCA is a bomb diggity, you know what I'm saying? UCA is a bomb diggity. I was just like, yo. I was like, y'all for real? They're like, yeah. I'm like, so what's up with it, man? They say, dorm life's the best. Well, I came here. First two people I see, two alumni, Trent Fisher, who's out in the crowd right there, Trent Fisher and Sidney Crawl. They come up to me, try to carry my bags, and I was just like, what are these guys doing? Those ain't drugs in that bag, yo. I was like, come on, man, you know? And I go in. Man, to be honest, I felt like if I was in jail. That's flat out honest. You can, until... And so, you know, I started talking to people, and people started talking to me. And I said, you know what, Juan, here's your opportunity. Here's your opportunity to be yourself. Show these people who you are. I said, all right, I'll do it. I came here, I mean, to be honest, I look different from what I looked back then. I mean, pretty much shaved head, you know, buzz cut, everything. Thanks to Sule, you know, digging that haircut. And sure enough, I came here still smoking, y'all. There was something I did not want to give up. Because smoking weed was my biggest part of my life. So it kept me, you know, from worrying about things. I was high all the time. God works, y'all. God works. I gave that up, you know, I was like, God, help me. I need something better in my life. Because when I'm over here high as can be, the problem never changes. The problem never changes. And I'm just like, yo, all right, show me something, give me something. Sure enough, sophomore year, first year here, he gave me a chance to speak. Week of prayer, my first time, I was just like, yo, man, do I really need this? What are you trying to say, God? Then I broke down to my knees and I said, you know what? I give you my steering wheel, steer my life. You know what I'm saying? And sure enough, we could pray. It went well. That was the first time I actually felt and I had church. I was just like, man, how good is it to be around people who want to experience the same thing, and that's God's unfailing love. Dwelling among with each other with the Holy Spirit, oh man, what a place to be. It's amazing. I was like, oh man. Well, let me tell you one thing, that high did not last that long. It didn't. I gave it about 3 days after a week of prayer. We were back to our normal schedules, doing our homework, doing what we were supposed to do. And time for God was the last thing on our minds, especially mine. I mean, I was trying to figure out how am I supposed to get some from point A to point B. Sure enough, junior year comes, you know? And how blessed I was to come back to UCA. I never thought I was gonna come back. I mean, I'm the only one in my family right now trying to make something out of my life. I am. And I think all of you, UCA staff, UCA students, who've been with me since day one. Well, senior year comes. I never thought I'd be this far in my educational years, pretty much, man. I wanted to drop out by the end of sixth grade because I was making so much money. You know what I'm saying? I was like, oh, I'm a man, you know? I never had a childhood. That's to be honest. I just had to be a man. That's the way it is. Growing up as a Hispanic male is really hard because we have the influences. We have family members in gangs, people in drugs, even in prison. They look at me and they say, oh, he's going to end up just like him. That's when I say, scratch that, yo. I'm going in. I'm growing in. I'm going to prove y'all wrong. Sure enough, senior year comes. Yeah, seniors. For y'all juniors, I guarantee y'all, when you guys come back, you guys experience senior survival, oh man. I mean, some people feel it, some people don't. And it's okay. For I know, like Charlie said, I know of a man who will stand by your side at all times, thick and thin. He'll always be there. And well, sure enough, after senior survival, same thing happened. It was gone. Spiritual high was gone. I was at my spiritual lows, man. I was worried about how am I supposed to pass this class? How am I supposed to do this? You know, how am I going to talk to my family? What can I do to show people what God can do? You know what I'm saying? Sure enough. You guys remember first week of prayer we've had this year with Pastor Ron. Wasn't that amazing, y'all? To be honest, I needed that. It may sound selfish, but I needed that. To strengthen me up, get me back on my feet. It was amazing. And he came up to me one afternoon and he said, Juan, what's bugging you, man? What's up with you? I'll be like, man, I believe the Holy Spirit is telling me, why have you not been baptized? My whole life, man, I'm going on, I thought I knew it. I really thought I knew God. And then I got studying with him. I go, all right. I say yes to the Lord. I give my life in his hands. My future as well, you know. And that's what happened. Got baptized. But let me tell you one thing. The devil does not stop after you get baptized. He works extra hard. And that's honestly because after that, oh man, I see Satan attacking my family. I got phone calls from my dad saying, no, why are you doing that? You're just going to mess up your life. That's the biggest mistake you ever make. I go, no, man. If only you knew. If only you were in my shoes. Just give him a chance, Dad. I'm not ready. Well, I told him one thing I always tell people. The Lord works in mysterious ways. And my dad looks at him, you know, my dad just stops and he's just like, what do you mean? I said, Dad, just look at me. Look who I've become. Look who I am. I'm on my feet with my boots laced up, looking up to the sky, thanking God each and every day. Thanking him because he has me alive and awake today. You guys know what I'm saying? Sure enough, y'all. I started forgetting. So wrapped up in this world. So wrapped up looking around at each other, saying, oh, you know, how you doing? You know what I'm saying? You just forget. And it's going to happen. You just forget. And at one person I look at, you know, because people have their lows, you know what I'm saying? In the Bible, I was reading the story of Job. Everything he went through, you cannot imagine what he'd been through. Cannot imagine what he was feeling at that time. Because Satan, it was a battle between Satan and God. Satan was telling God, you know what, Job? He only likes you because you give him what he wants. And God's like, nah, man. He loves me. I know he is. You know, I know he does. Sure enough. Satan's like, all right, let's play a game here. How about I take away everything, you know? I take away everything, make his life miserable, and I guarantee you, he will turn your back against you. And he says, okay, you could do that, but you cannot kill him. You cannot kill him. Well, Satan did his thing, and he came in, he did it hard. Job was miserable, you know what I'm saying? But never did he ever forget who God was. Never did he forget. He praised God at his lows. And I believe that is when God is mostly praised. You know, when we pray, it's so selfish, you know, because we pray for the things we want. You know, we pray for the things we want God to do for us. I'm not gonna lie, I do it myself sometimes. I'm being real. Yet talk to him as a friend. Don't forget who he is. You know what? To this day, my dad still tells me the same thing. You chose the wrong course, man. Listen to this, y'all. There's only one verse that comes to mind. That is Proverbs. Yes, Proverbs 16:9. Men may choose their course, but the Lord determines their steps. I know in life we have our test. You guys know that God has given me a gift. I mean, I share it all the time to y'all. I love being so poetic. And when I'm doing it, I'm so energetic. Can you guys get it, you know? But look, y'all. The first poem I believe I did not write. I believe God wrote for me to share. When I write, when I'm so into my writing, and I read it over and I say, God, what do you got to say through me? Use this pen and ink to speak out to me for I can share what I need to share. And that is you, God. And I know you guys have heard this many times from me, but I'm going to say it over again, especially for y'all new students. Your head is ringing because you're fiending for the L-O-V-E that you can see. His love is blind, he's crazy, he can take over your mind. It just takes time to realize that his love is divine. And when you feel it, you will shine. Let me tell you, man. My God is so great, my God is unique. He uses me in a different technique. You and God, us together, we can never be beat. Now tell me, does that sound sweet? You see, I look at my past and I see it clearly. That's left behind, that's history, you know? But see, I knew it all along, that God was helping me to be strong. This world that we living in, y'all, is really wrong. I just hope you know what's going on. Because you see, in our life, we have wars. And every time we sin, yes, every time we sin, Satan scores. But it's up to you to open up the doors. That way, Jesus can grab a life, and that life is yours. Just open the doors, y'all. Let him in. I love our theme, empty, be filled. I seen a miracle went on this year. I seen God working through people who I least expected him to. Two friends. And they really helped me. I know a best friend of mine who wasn't even supposed to be here this year. I never prayed so much for him. God answered my prayer. He filled my life with my best friend. He came back. Praise God, y'all. Well, at times, we seem to forget. When we're at our lows, we always ask God, why? Why does this happen to me? When really, it should be the other way, you know? We should be praising God through our lows, because it's when we are weak, he is made strong. You know, I never thought I'd ever be back here again. But thanks to you and thanks to the motivation of the Holy Spirit, I'm here today. Never forget. In Revelation, let me get my Bible out here real quick. Revelation 21, verse 6, it says, he also said unto me, it is done. I am the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the one who is and who is soon to come. Soon to come, y'all. to the one who is thirsty, to the one who is thirsty, I will give water free of charge from the spring of the water of life. You know what this tells me? This tells me there's a God out there. There's a God out there. He's trying to reach out to all of you. All of you. With God, there is life. Never forget who He is. He's coming back soon. He is. Never forget. There's a God up there who's looking down. There is a God up there who's just looking down at you saying, please, remember who I am. Remember me, for I have never left your side. I carry you in my arms. Don't you see the footsteps? Don't you see the footsteps? Remember, I'm saying this in God's words, y'all. Remember me.
Out the window, watched the rain fall, and I wondered if you're there and why you'd ever care at all for a wretch like me, gone so easily that every time you turn your head, I'm lost again. Look up at the stars, and they shine so bright, and knowing you're out there among them as my only guiding light blows my mind. How can I be worthy of this? You took time to come and find my lost and broken soul. I'm alive and well. Alive and well. 'Cause ever since you came to me, I felt this new energy, and now I am alive and well. Alive and well.
The year was about 1993, never knew what I was really destined to be. Should I be locked up or should I be free? I guess I'm drowning in the middle of the sea. You see, I go on one step at a time, and I thank God for giving me this gift called rhyme. You see, I took the time to give it to the Lord. I gave my life to Him, and in return He gave me the sword. It's absurd? No, I lead Him by the herd. You know I lead Him by the flock. Thank you, God, 'cause you got my heart on lock, and it is yours. Yeah, you giving me the strength that I need to endure. You see, I go on just a little further. Please, God, tell me what I do. You know I make some mistakes, yeah, and I fall. But I give it to you, Lord. You know I give it all three easy steps. Yes, so here we go. Guaranteed these people just gotta know. 'Cause in the night I don't shine, I glow, and it's for you. Yeah, you gotta see what my God has done to me. And if you come from under that water and that's fresh air, just breathe, baby. God's got a blessing to spare. See, this world is out for your life to tear. Guarantee there is an unfailing God up there.
Ever since you came to me, I felt this new energy, and now I am alive and awake. Alive and awake. I'm alive and awake. Looking at the world and the trouble we're in, I know what you did for me, you can do for them. Wake us from the slumber when a winter turns to summer. We feel the warmth of your love, and you took time. Come and find my lost and broken soul.
So real.